episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Oh no, we're gonna talk about you, Harry. Oh, we're gonna talk about you. Okay, you are ready to
yes.
Hop in?
Yes.
All right. We'll just do a little intro. I'm and we'll hop in.
Over here.
He's starting out the podcast by moaning, broads. This is just gonna be an interesting. Ooh, nice way.
Do you like that?
I do like that. Broads, if you didn't already hear kind of a voice, listen, here's the thing. We said on the podcast the other day that we're going to have kind of a controversial guest
on.
It
is not Taylor Nolan.
Everyone thought it was Taylor Nolan from Bachelor Nation, and then people thought Donald Trump. Instead, we're having another.
I said Donald Trump.
Well, you. But there were theories. We're doing well. But instead, we have another reality TV star on. We have Harry Jowsey here today.
Donald Trump, really? Yay. Thank you for having me. Hi, bros.
And then we also have... In production seat today, my friend Abby.
What's now, up? Fun fact, we had Abby on last year to talk about his experience growing up in Hare Krishna, and the audio got fucked up, and so Abby wasted 2 hours.
No, it was great. I got to hang out with you two. Well, okay, it's never a waste.
Well, so Abby, this is how we got connected to Harry, because Abby produces Harry's podcast, Tap In.
Yes.
Congratulations. How's Thanks. That going?
So much fun.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Abby before, I had this really impactful DM from one of our listeners where she was saying she's going through like some brain tumor issues and been fighting for like 5 years. I was crying on the way here. Like, I was a mess. I even feel myself crying, and I was like, oh, I'm not gonna say that. I always try to do that. I'm like, look, I'm emotional too. Look, I'm very sensitive. And then like I do it, I'm like, ugh, nah. Like when I broke up my ex,
it's not
gonna
land well.
Like 10 videos of me like crying.
Oh, did you post those videos or did you send them to her?
I wanted to keep them because I'm like, this is how you feel. Look back.
Do you, yeah, you rewatch them sometimes?
No.
Did you ever think about posting it on Instagram?
No.
What about OnlyFans?
Oh, actually.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
There might be a fetish for that. Yeah.
I do not hate seeing boys cry. I will tell you that much.
Really?
No. I hate seeing anyone cry.
Shit, I've cried so much on this podcast.
No, it's not a bad thing. I just start panicking and I don't know how to handle it. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know if like I'm supposed to hug you or be silent or say I'm sorry. And...
Yeah, no, it's a little uncomfy. A little uncomfy.
Very
but seeing boys cry.
It's your favorite thing?
I'm excited to get you to cry during this podcast.
I'm actually so sensitive, so I probably will.
Why do you cry? Like if you're overwhelmed with emotion or like when people are mean to you or how, like what do you cry about most frequently?
I usually just cry with people. Like because we just did this other thing where we really like we essentially changed someone's life, and then mum started like pulled out of nowhere and started crying, and I just
what happened?
We were just with one of my friends, Charlie Rocket, and we were doing this drive through dreams. He does them 3 times a day where they go through like a Starbucks drive through and they'll ask the person what their dream is on the other side. And this lady came in with just all this energy. She was so hyped, she was like buzzing, and I was driving the car and we have it on video and stuff, and I was like, oh shit, like this chick's amazing. Like, she's awesome. I'm like, oh, what's your dream? She's like, oh, I want to be a nail tech. I'm like, okay, cool. We got to the window. We got our drinks. And I'm like, oh, how much is the course? She's like, oh, I'm trying to get financial aid. It's going to take me like 2 years. There's a quicker course, but it's like 2K. But we're just saving up. Like, it's going to be cool. Like, I'm really excited. And I'm like, okay, well, best of luck. We're going to manifest that for you. And we drove around the block. We went and got her like 4 or 5 bundles of flowers. We came back, we saw she was on a break, and we got $2,000 cash out because that's how much the course was. And
we're very wealthy, so
we have a lot of money.
And then
that is nothing to us, basically. So
and I gave it to her, and then so her mom, like within 5 minutes, appeared out of nowhere and just kind of like fell out of her car crying. And I'm like, oh shit. Aww. Who's this person like crying at me? And then like, you know, where their tears are like their bottom lip starts coming in and out. I'm like, shit, like what have we done? Like, and then it turns out it was the mother. And I was like, oh my God, here, let me hold you. Aww. And then I was like, look, like I can't talk to anyone. I'm crying in the corner. I got to leave. And then she gave us edibles and I got absolutely zooted. Yeah. I don't do like weed or anything. I hate weed. But I was like, oh.
But you can't say no.
Yeah.
Did she offer them to you?
Yeah, she's like, please. I was like, look, like, no, it's fine.
This is what I have to offer you.
Yeah, and it's like sitting in their fridge, the little like crispy thing. I'm like, oh, I'll try half of it. And then like, I'm talking to my wall in my room at like 1 a.m.
But she did a good thing.
Yeah.
So it was worth it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, okay, so Harry, here's the thing.
Okay, wait. First of all, should we say for those of people who have no idea who this is.
Oh, yeah.
So, Harry, I don't know if you know, but Becca was on The Bachelor.
I am a fellow reality TV. Wow.
We talk, I'm just adjacent, you know, I'm just a fan. But we talk reality TV a lot. So, you also reality TV.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, man, it's so cringe. Whenever people are like, so why do you have like so many Instagram followers? Yeah. And you're like, well, I was on this show.
Yeah. I'm very lucky because people went from like reality TV star in my bio to like TikTok star. So I'm like, oh, I don't know which one's worse. I don't know which one's worse, but I'm going with it.
You're living the Gen Z dream. Nice. Nice.
So can you give a little bio about yourself?
Oh,
quick?
Shit. Okay. It's that time. Hi, guys. Thank you, little broads, for having me. My name's Harry Jazzy. I was on Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. Essentially, if you haven't seen it, we're not allowed to have sex. We're not allowed to kiss, spoon, bang, finger, do anything like that.
Would you like to list more? Yeah.
Please continue.
You can't put a finger up your ass.
Okay.
Two brushes, nothing. Yeah. You can't go sit on a banana at breakfast. You can't do anything. It's very crazy. If you do that, you lose money off the prize fund. There's $100,000 off of grabs. And of course, your boy spent the most amount of money. Mm. And then here we are. And for some reason, you guys won't be on. So let's go.
We're hoping you're going to post about our podcast on Instagram if we're being transparent. No, we're just kidding. I think it would be, we thought it would be really fun to have you.
Nice.
And
yeah, because
seems like you're a very open person.
Unfortunately, yeah. It gives me so much trouble.
Like, here's my thing. Because you're an interesting character to me. Because I watched Too Hot to Handle. Uh-huh. And then I watched some recent podcasts. Mm-hmm. You are somebody who is like, okay, so you're crying, talking about being in a Starbucks drive-thru and helping people.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
I'm a piece of shit.
A little bit.
So you can just
like,
say
it. Who are you? That's my biggest question.
I'm the worst of both worlds.
Okay. Wait. Let's go back even further. Okay, first of all, how old are you? Where are you from? Let's talk a little bit about your upbringing.
God. Thank you for saving me. She was about to pet me. I can feel like
honey, I'm trying to make you cry. Yeah. Remember, it's my kink. I'm just trying.
Okay, so I'm 23 years old. I'm from this small armpit of a town called Yeppoon in the middle of Australia. There's only like 19,000 people in the surrounding. It's actually the beef capital of Australia. So there's heaps of like cows and stuff. So that's about it.
Wow.
That's it.
That's okay. I'm from the raisin capital of the United States.
Raisin?
Fresno. Yes.
Raisin.
Yes.
Raisins.
Like, Abby, you're like itching to say something about Fresno.
I'll tell you after.
Raisin capital, beef capital.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. What a combo. Yeah. Here we are. Look at us.
Two reality TV stars. That's where it comes out.
Well,
from.
I kind of do have a theory that like people from like smaller towns like want to be like seen by like large groups of people, you know, and are like, let me show you what I have to offer.
So you just say we're
cloud
hungry. Is that what's going on? Okay.
Yes. 100%.
Cloud thirsty. Yes. So do you have siblings? Like,
oh yes. I got four half sisters and one brother, but he's a peanut. So yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. We don't like him.
Oh, I thought you meant like he's very small.
No, he's absolute sausage. Like, he sucks.
I don't know these food term expressions for people.
Bad. Okay. I'm saying we don't like it. He can't hold himself together.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so we don't like your brother.
Yeah. Okay. He sucks. We're only like one of the siblings. The rest of them are okay, but they're all just fucking pelicans. They're doing their own thing.
These expressions are just wild.
Actually, fuck, I love my family. I'm so sorry.
I was about to say, oh, Harry, we've gotten into so much trouble on our podcast. When we start talking shit about the family, that's when it comes to bite you. You get calls from them just like, upset.
And you think no one's going to listen.
Trust me. Yeah. They're like, they'll be commenting, this is against the law. This is illegal. I'm like,
your family?
Just call me. You've got my number.
Commenting on your posts or what?
Like on the YouTube video. This is a breach of the law. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Another wine.
We got canceled we got canceled by your family.
Yeah.
Oh my
but here's
gosh.
The thing, like we're not very close anyway. Apart from like there's one. Me and Rose, peas in a pod.
Okay, what happened with everyone else?
Oh, just Fruit Loops. Like we're all we're all just different people. Yeah. Very, very, very like dysfunctional family.
So far we've gotten peanuts, which I'm allergic to.
Pelicans.
So that is bad to me. Mm. Pelicans. Mm-hmm. Sausages.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, and Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like it.
I'm going to remember these things if you call me one of them.
Yeah,
I'll be able to like harken back.
Good morning, little pelican. You're like, oh, this fucker.
This
guy's getting shot today.
This is not going well.
Okay, wait. Seriously, though. But like, are you guys just different people?
I actually don't know. We grew up with different moms, right? So me and my brother, like we grew up pretty close, but then we just grew apart and just entirely like different people. He wants to be like a DJ and go to raves and stuff like that. Mm. Whereas I'm just like the complete opposite. Like he's still in my hometown doing his thing, long hair, beard, doesn't shower. And I'm just over here showering every day. So it's just different.
I get it. Were you raised like religious or anything like that?
No, the exact opposite.
Wait, really?
I never did Christmas.
Oh, so no, no was your family Christmas. Like anti-religion?
My family was like, we want you to grow up and have an open mind about everything, right? So they didn't want to be influential in any way because my dad and my mom grew up with like, you're a Catholic, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Like,
they were recovering Catholics,
And then they were just like to us, me and my brother, hey, when you guys grow up, like we don't want you to be forced to think a type of way. I want you to turn 18 and have your own thoughts and feelings about things, which I really respected because like at that age, like I would have been so susceptible to anything. So now like I have a completely open mind about pretty much everything. Like, yeah. So pretty much the exact
same. So no like sex shame at all. Sex was like celebrated in your family?
Fuck yeah. I went on reality TV and my mom's like, make sure you fuck everyone, Harry. I'm like, Mom, hello. That's what my dad should be saying. Let's take a step back. She's like, please, just do it for me. I'm like, Mom, hey. I'm like, come on, you sausage.
Okay, so we both were raised super religious.
Yeah, we always ask everyone that.
We ask everyone because we had like
and
purity.
Still are, and that's actually why we wanted to have you on this podcast.
I'm having intervention. Yes, I needed this.
We've brought you here today to shame you for all your sexual choices.
Wow.
No, we were raised with like purity rings, like you can't have sex until you get married. Very, very.
Yeah, and very fundamental Christian too. Like, yeah, like. Basically, you're going to go to hell like, if you do this or that. Yeah.
Oh, I am hell. Like, this is it.
When I was watching Too Hot to Handle, I just kept thinking, I was like, damn, I'd be pretty good at this because the amount of years that we abstained.
Yeah, except you're not supposed to do anything sexual.
Oh, that's shit. So you guys just stayed.
We had the asshole.
You got a kid.
No.
Hold up.
No.
Are you married?
We did not. No, I'm not married.
No, we did not abstain.
No.
But you were.
Fuck, I was going to say.
I'm like, oh, no. What I was going to say is on the show, you still weren't allowed to do anything. We were doing the really stupid thing where it was like, anal
you're
didn't still
count.
A virgin. You
so
know?
We would always like, all of us would do like have tons
like,
of anal
God doesn't
sex.
Care if you're having oral sex. You know,
tons of anal. Yeah, because it was like, oh, it doesn't count if it's not like vaginal penetrative sex. It doesn't count. So it was oral, anal.
It was really stupid, you know, like as if God is just going to be like, still a virgin. But semantics.
Yeah.
Yeah, just close his eyes when you see. Oh, it's in the bum.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Please.
He celebrates it.
Yeah.
He celebrates it.
Yeah, anyway, we always ask people that because we're always curious about other people's upbringing and how that kind of molded them.
Well, please don't hate me. I'm sorry.
We don't identify as. Oh. Or I don't. Oh. I personally don't identify
I don't
as Christian
either.
Anymore.
That's why I love to ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love to ask that because especially then seeing you on the show and then also like podcast wise, that you're super open about sex and also in ways where I'm like, I really appreciate how open you are. Mm. When I've heard you talk about like, you'll be open about your dick size and you're not trying to fucking like act a certain way.
Yeah, a whole 4.5 inches.
Glory. Yeah.
That's hard. That's not soft either. Don't get it twisted, okay?
Make sure everyone knows.
Yeah.
But no, pencil I'm like, thin. I wonder because I'm like, I think there's something interesting about the fact that you were raised without any of that sex shame. Like if that might have something to do with
it. I think it's just because me and my parents have always had like an open communication and relationship. Like, my mom is very like, she told me about how many sexual partners she's had and stuff like that, and about like stories and crazy stuff. And even my dad. So I've always grown up with like, cool, like it's not a taboo or anything like that. It should be praised to be talked about because there's going to be some things where you're going to be unsure or like how you should feel. Like I've been in situations where I've been like, hey, like I don't know how I feel about this. I'll talk to my mom about it or whoever. And it just like helps the whole situation. Like I'm very, like me and my friends, completely open and communicative about like everything that goes on in our relationships and stuff like that. And I feel like that's how you can like reflect and become a better person, even though I'm definitely not the staple of being a better person, but like I just always feel like communicating and reflecting is like how I grew up and it works. So yeah,
that's cool. Are you closer to your mom or your dad?
My mom is my number one. Yeah, she's my queen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my mom.
Is that what you put on your Raya profile?
Yes.
Does it do well?
I was actually going to put it in my bio. Yeah. She legit is. Like, she's my reason of being. Like, everything I do is to make her life better. So, yeah, I love her. Yeah. So, I'm a massive mummy's boy. Mm. My dad's a bit of a pelican, but I still love him.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, broads, we're going to take a quick break from this wild episode. Do you know that Harry actually records his episodes shirtless? And I was like, should we do this? Oh, but then I was like, demonetization.
Yeah, no.
Rude. Rude, YouTube. A guy can be shirtless, mm-hmm, but I can't. Mm-hmm. Well,
sorry, my nipples offend you.
So
bitches.
Sorry, my nipples offend you. Instead, we're going to talk about something that makes me happy so that I'm not so angry.
Yeah.
Springtime. Yeah. Springtime. Springtime is all about new beginnings. Maybe that means reinstating a habit you started to implement in the new year, but let slide. Or perhaps you want to try spending more time with family and friends. Or if you're like me, springtime is all about that refocusing on myself through a little bit of self-care. And you know, broads, our favorite way to treat ourselves is with
FabFitFun. Truly, broads, with FabFitFun, spoiling yourself is so easy, and it's my favorite thing to do. They deliver a super curated box of full-sized beauty and wellness products right to your door every season. And there's everything you could possibly need to show yourself some love right there in that box. The spring box theme is Grow Forth, and it features amazing products from 20 different female-founded brands. I already got my spring box, and without giving away too much, I'll just say this is a good one.
Oh, it is so good. I swear, every single time I get a FabFitFun box, I end up finding at least one new product that I cannot believe I survived without all this time, whether it's new makeup from Milk Makeup. Ooh. Or some. I love Milk Makeup so much. Or something from my house, from Our Place, or some new.
Oh my gosh, I love Our Place.
Oh, so good. Milk Makeup, Our Place. And then also we can talk the skincare from Pericomb MD. Please, FabFitFun has some of the best, most sought after products on the market. And I always find some new favorites. I swear when my box comes, it's like Christmas Day for me. I get so excited. I can't wait to get my new one in. It's been too long.
Order your spring box today. Sign up now and you can snag amazing products like the Milk Makeup Watermelon Brightening Face Mask or the Alice and Olivia Daisy Print Duffel Bag. When you customize your box, use coupon code CHATTY. You're going to get $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's fabfitfun.com to get $10 off your spring box. Also, a great Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, my
great
God.
Great Mother's Day present.
Oh, no. The best Mother's Day present. I got that from my mom last year.
Or a graduation gift.
Graduation. Oh, my God. It's endless. It truly is endless.
It's a really good gift.
FabFitFun.com,
you're not
going to
gift yourself,
broads.
Which you should. But if you've already gifted yourself FabFitFun, gift it for someone else.
Double
right?
trouble.
Right?
Okay. Double gifting. We love it. FabFitFun.com. Code chatty. Mm-hmm. Broads, do you ever have those nights when you are craving something like very specific that no matter how much of an effort you put in, you just know you won't be able to make as well as your favorite restaurant?
Yes.
Maybe it's a piping hot pizza on a Friday night or fresh sushi from your favorite spot.
Okay, you're making me growl.
Or some
my
warm
growl.
Pho on a rainy Sunday afternoon.
That's my favorite.
It's my favorite too. It's so good. Some things are just better left to the professionals. And for those meals, I always pull up caviar. And let's be real, I just use caviar pretty much every day. I can't lie to you guys.
You know, okay? For a while, I was not familiar with caviar, and I'm so glad I am now.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite food delivery app that has the best local restaurants to choose from. Literally, if there's food you're looking for, caviar more than likely has multiple places for you to get it from. I love caviar for those nights when the hunger hits out of nowhere and our fridge is like 5 days overdue for a grocery store trip, because I can pull out my phone within the time it takes to get my kiddos bathed and in their pajamas. Dinner will be delivered to my door, just like that.
Thank you, Caviar. And Caviar does more than just dinner. Browse their app for tons of selections of fun snacks, desserts, and even wine, broads, okay? I was able to order a bottle when I have an unexpected dinner guest the other night, and I was suddenly the hero of the night when he was in the middle of a breakup and needed to talk, and obviously we needed some vino out. We didn't have any. Well, thank you, Caviar. The delivery was super convenient, super easy, and honestly, given the state of LA's traffic and parking, probably faster than if I were to go get it myself.
Yep. And just for our listeners, Caviar is giving you 20% off your first order. Just enter promo code CHATTY at checkout. Remember, that's 20% off your first order with promo code CHATTY. Download the Caviar app and use offer code CHATTY for 20% off your first order. You could make it a big order and you could save a lot of money if you use our code CHATTY. Cool. Okay, you keep doing this whole self-deprecating thing where you're like, oh, but like, I'm not. Like, do you actually think that you're like kind of a fuck up
No, not at all. Like, I could sit here and be like, oh my God, like, fuck yeah, I'm 6'5 and awesome, blue eyes. Like,
you are extremely tall. I will say the one day that didn't wear heels. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm normally pretty tall.
I should have texted you guys.
Yeah.
Wear fucking heels.
Yeah, please.
It's going to piss me off if you don't wear heels.
Let me know.
If you guys aren't tall,
yeah. I'd be so
I'm
scared
out of here.
Text me that.
If I walked in there, you better put on some 6-inch heels.
This is about to get real weird.
Black leather.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay. Paint your toes white.
Specific toenail.
Okay.
But no, I always just find like I like to set the bar very low with myself and then impress
that
people.
That way people, yeah, that way they aren't disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. It usually works with girls. Like, yeah, like 30 seconds and then it hits 2 minutes. Yeah. They're just like, wow.
It's true.
Shit.
Okay, I also wanted to, okay, here's the thing. Mm. Here's the thing. Jess always does her research about guests. Oh, I watched I last year during quarantine about 3 episodes of Too Hot to Handle. And
she
no offense to you, I was like, this is trash.
First 3 episodes are my worst. Don't even, you should have just pushed through. That's on you. That's
okay,
not on me.
Okay, okay, okay. It wasn't you. It wasn't you. It was the show.
No,
I was
it
like,
was me.
It was only Harry.
Yes.
No, I just felt like the show was like, they didn't know what they were doing. And then I listened to some, like part of a podcast you were doing, and you basically said the same. Like they don't, like everything was kind of like up in the air. There was no real plan for the show. Anyway, that's why I had a difficult time watching. But I listened to like a half of an episode here and there. So I know a bit about you. Jess knows a lot more. But I'm curious, like, why?
Don't look at me like
I just did the research.
She dagger eyes. She's like.
Well, I'm curious why, like you said, like a controversial guest. Like, why do people, could you like explain, I want to hear from you, why people don't like you.
Me?
Why you think.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Or like why people get pissed off
I think
at
I've been,
you.
Well, number one, I'm a reality TV star, right? So
right, already.
So
yeah.
And then my other title's a TikToker. So I'm really fucking starting ground level.
Yeah.
And I haven't, people don't really know me, right? So the only time that there's ever been a situation where people know me is with the show. And
sure.
I the first thing I did was lie on the show. So people are like, cool, this guy's a liar and he's a dickhead.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a situation with my ex where she publicly like outed me saying I cheated, did all this other stuff. And it's like pretty much gone out of her way to try and paint me as a terrible person.
And that wasn't true.
Absolutely fabricated and made up. And it come out with her best friend, like literally like 2-3 weeks ago, sent like voice recording saying, yo, like she was cheating on him.
Came
she
with the receipts.
Yeah. And I put it on TikTok because I was like, fuck, like I've been here trying to like defend myself. Right. And I think that was the biggest issue. She went on like podcast interviews and like podcasts and would say this
slandering
and that about me.
You.
Yeah. And I would go on to podcasts and I'd be like, I wish her nothing but the best. And I'm always here if she needs to talk to me. And she'd be like, oh, she'd reply to that in a different podcast and be like, he says he's here to talk. Like, oh, he's always here to talk to me, but he won't text me. I'm like, look, you have my number. Like, she's like, oh, he's blocked. So he's blocked me on everything. But I think that was mainly the issue is I really haven't given myself a chance to prove who I am. And I've also like, caught myself in situations where I let locker room chat get the best of me and I get like way too excited because I feed off others' energy. And if I say something controversial and it makes them happy and they start giggling, I'm like, I better double down.
Oh my God. We were just talking about this the other day because I've gotten better at it because I was on The Bachelor like 3 years ago.
Mm.
So you learn a lot over time being on the internet, obviously, and doing interviews with people. But I was literally talking last week about how I used to kind of like black out and I would just kind of start saying shit to get reactions. Exactly what you're saying. And the attention, you start like, exactly. You start feeling the energy and then you're like, I'm going to say some wild shit right now. And you might not even really fully believe it. But again, it's like, I'm going to say some completely far out shit. And then people are like, oh, we're oh! And then it just like kind of can blow up. And then sometimes I always felt like I sort of forgot that people would be listening, like hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And then when people do listen, then it comes back to bite you in the ass like a week later. And you're like, why the fuck did I say that?
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't help myself.
Yeah. I feel like.
Like I'm learning. I have a publicist now. I paid this dude. I was like, help me. help me figure out how to talk because I can't do it.
Yeah. Do you feel sometimes like you're trapped between like wanting to be like a good person and then like just sort of sabotaging yourself?
For sure. I love, my biggest goal is to entertain. Like I just want to make people laugh. Like I was thinking on the way here, I was having a conversation with my future self. I always like try and manifest stuff. And I was sitting there and saying it out loud, like where I want to be in a year. And I was having a conversation with like how I want to be an entertainer and what I want to do. So my biggest thing is like, I just want to make people happy. And that's why I really enjoy doing podcasts and like our own podcast, because I read the comments and I'm like, shit, like this person, like we made her happy and she's getting excited about Tuesdays and stuff like that. So I'm like, wow, I'm like well on my way to my goal to making people like have that little one little sliver of, you know, their week a little bit more happy. So yeah, I feel like I just really try and like double down on that. And sometimes it gets a little bit too try hard. And that's why I like self-sabotage and make myself look like a tit.
Did you always want to be an entertainer?
No. No, I actually wanted to be a porn star when I was 12. Uh-huh. No,
I was like, your really?
No, I was literally like, yes, keep going.
No,
we're not even phased.
Like, just like, okay, like, yes,
we support you.
Another one. me too. No, I really wanted to take over my family's business. And that was my goal. So I went to university. I was 2.5 years deep at university. And I was like, shit, this really sucks. Like, yeah. I just hate listening to people. I just want to talk to myself and like have a good time. And then the opportunity for reality TV came around, and then I did my first show, and then I was the little clout farmer. And I'm like, shit, like we need some more of this.
Yes.
Give me more. How do I double down? And then they're just like, Netflix is like, come here, my child. We have millions of you. And I was like, oh, sign me up.
Did you feel any kind of like the high, and then did you feel a crash once you kind of like got what you wanted, like, and got a lot of followers and got a lot of clout and attention? Is that anything you struggled with?
I found that I got very anxious. Uh-huh. I had to, the first time I've ever done a Xanax was when the show was at its peak. Mm-hmm. I was on the couch, like just like going red. Like I'm a very visible person. When I get like nervous and shy, like my face goes red and I start getting like very like sweaty. And that's what was happening. I was at my apartment and I was sitting on the couch and I was like, fuck, like this is just way too much to deal with. And my friend was like, yo, you need to like get off your phone. You need to turn it off. You need to go over there and you need to like have a Xanax and like chill out and watch a movie. Cause I was just like really fucking me up. Like I'm so grateful for all the people that I come across and like come on board. Like it was really crazy. And I found like what you said with a lot of reality TV stars is we have a month of like insane craziness and then it like dribbles out over a year. And that's why I doubled down on TikTok, because I'm like, okay, cool.
Gotta milk it.
Yeah. I was watching all my other like co-stars. No one was doing anything. Like everyone just sitting there. Like I was posting every single day, 10 stories a day without a doubt, because I knew that 1 month was the time where I could impact the most amount of people. I started this Confession Corner thing. I was doing Love Doctor series. I should have started a podcast from the start, right. But I was
hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, I was just trying to like double down as much as I could, and then that's why I went crazy on TikTok, because I was like, well, I need to really diversify my brand. Like, what are all the other big internet stars have? They have followers on every single platform, yep. And they're very diversified, so they could be called literally anything. So that was my goal. Is like, how do I keep this momentum? So even though we have seen like everything like slow down because of the show stopped, on TikTok we're still booming. On YouTube it's gone crazy. So I guess we're starting to build things up in different areas.
Mm. Do you were you getting really anxious? Were people giving you a lot of heat in the comments and like DMs and everything?
Yeah, for sure. Like obviously when that stuff happened with my ex, like people telling me to kill myself, people coming after my mom. And that's like my big no-no, is when you send your fans to like attack my mom and shit like that. Right. And like people like, telling my friends like this and that, and like stories getting misconstrued and like and all this shit that was going on. It was really like fucking up in my head. And I was like having some really dark thoughts. So I got to a point where it was probably one of the best things that happened to me, because I look back and I'm like, wow, this really gave me a lot of time to understand who I am, what makes me tick, what's going to make me fold. And the fact that like these comments on a screen are from someone who's like very insecure and doesn't know what's going on the other side. And then I realized that you can put comment filters on and delete comments. How crazy is that? And restrict people. I've restricted so many people.
Are you a big blocker?
No, I don't block.
No,
you don't
want to give them the satisfaction of blocking them.
Yeah, I restrict. That's the fucking kicker. Like I restricted probably like hundreds of accounts, because I'll sit there and I'll see their little view comment. I'm like, dickhead, fucking user 194477, like saying fuck you, good cohesive. No one can see that, dick. It was a good comment, but no one can see it. I would have written that.
Just totally drunk with power in the comment section.
Yeah, I'd be like, God, on TikTok. I'm like, Fuck you.
So, okay, yes. Here's my thing.
Now we're looping back around.
Okay, yeah.
This is the interview strategy, right?
Ooh, yeah, like, no.
She gave me the
we're
good,
warming you up, we're looping you, and now we're about to fuck you so hard. Yeah.
No. I was here. This is my thing is because
I have a thing too, but
I also have a thing.
Okay. Great. Perfect. We'll have things to hear. Do you have a thing?
Oh, I got lots of things.
Good.
His is itchy and stings when he pees.
Okay, so when I hadn't watched the show until somewhat recently, and I'd heard kind of your name thrown around, mm-hmm. and listen, I watched it. Mm-hmm. I liked you. I couldn't help it. Like I like a controversial character. But then I started when I listened to some of the podcasts with Abby, you know, Abby and I are good friends, and so I was listening, and you're interesting to me because You
mine is too.
I don't know where this is going.
No,
she's like, I liked you.
But then when I got to know you better via the podcast, you're interesting to me because and when you said then that you feed off of people's energy, it made sense to me because when I'll hear you on the podcast, there'll be an episode when you're just with Abby and you're like very sensitive and you're talking about this. And then I'll hear you with like Tana, who's in a friend, and you guys are fucking crazy and wild. And so I was trying to read and then there's the show. And that's why I was kind of just like, I wonder like what your thing is, like who you are, because you seem like you have a different dynamic. And so I was curious, like moving to Los Angeles and then meeting like all these different people and then like creating content with all these different people. If you feel like you're becoming more who you are, or do you feel like Hollywood and the craziness is like distracting from it?
I was thinking about this like the past couple of weeks, how excited I am to go home back to Australia. Like LA is great. Everything being here is like very awesome, but it is a fantasy land. Like it's like insane. I spent $300 on juice and I told my mom, she's like, excuse me. I was like, mom, I got a sniffle. I just bought all this juice. It's $300. She's like, Harry, this is 500 Australian.
It's cold pressed and organic. Mother.
I was like, mom, come on, please.
It's creation.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
It legit was.
They have $6 water
dude,
there.
Fuck creation. Oh. I'm sorry. Creation. The smoothies are like $18. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I get it has bee pollen in it, but I can buy that for like,
that's what
I can buy
is.
That for like 12 bucks at Erewhon and make my own.
Water is $6.
I know, dude.
It's
fuck
good water. It's good water though. That's the issue. But no, that was the thing. I've been looking at this place like a bit of a fantasy land. Like I came here and I'm like, I'm not going to buy any jewelry. I'm going to put all my money into real estate and these properties that I've been looking at back home. First thing I get is a Cartier bracelet. I don't even wear it anymore. I got myself a really expensive watch. Don't even wear it. I've been looking at like diamond chains. I'm so vanilla that would just look so out of place on me. Like I'm just disgustingly vanilla. So I think like being here is like very eye-opening and how much opportunity and how ambitious and hungry and like the dreams that are in the city. It's really awesome, but I'm so excited to go home and spend some time on the farm, put my toes in some cow shit, like come back down to earth, because LA is absolutely gorgeous and I definitely am going to be living here probably for the next 5-10 years or forever, but it's definitely like a big fantasy world for sure.
I think maybe the deeper question too that you might be getting at is like, and I don't think that this is a bad thing, but I think a lot of times I want the honest answer from people I see on the internet. Like, do you feel like one of your main motivations is attention from people?
Oh, that's a very good question. Yes and no. Like with attention comes opportunity, right?
So totally.
I love opportunity. I love anything that can happen. Like, so for sure, I definitely think that, you know, I'd be naive to say that that I don't love attention. Like that's very sick. Like I'll go on reality TV. Come on, we're all little attention sluts. We love that shit. But yeah, I think for sure that like it definitely plays a part in it, but I love opportunity, creating opportunity and stuff like that. But I've definitely found that big here and big in this spotlight, in this little, you know, seed, as big it is, as big or as little as it is, I've definitely found myself a lot better. Like I've had a lot more time to like sit down and be like, okay, like that was wrong. Because back where I'm home, like someone would just punch you in the face if you say something wrong. So, but here, you just get people like angry at you.
Or you're going to get someone subtweeting about you.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah. So I've definitely found like who I am and where I want to go. Like this place and being in this place and around people, I've found that like, okay, like I don't want to be like that person.
What you're saying, I think is so true, because LA is like, the LA scene in particular, it's like refining and clarifying. So it's like a diamond. I don't know how diamonds are made, but in my head, this is how diamonds are made. Like everything's going to get sifted through, and either you're going to come out like just like a rock and like a worthless lump of coal that's just like a piece of shit, or you're going to get refined and it's going to like polish who you are deep down through like intensity and through like a lot of friction. And if you can make it out through the other end, like you're going to shine and you're going to have a better sense of like transparency of who you are inside, right?
Yeah, for sure. I've found that like also being in the scene and seeing who's doing what and who just waits for the next brand deal, I'm like, shit, like you guys aren't going to be making it. Like your TikTok is, you guys aren't going to be making it past the next 2 years. Like,
right.
We're here like trying to like immortalize and like leave a legacy. We had a really good chat with one of my friends who's 22, multimillionaire. And he's like, what's my legacy? That's what I'm working towards now. I'm like, shit, that's the fucking shit right there. Like, how do we like keep moving forward, but like make sure that we can, I can use this platform I got to make a positive impact. So we're creating a company that's helping people like get in their own head. And like, cause this is what I did. I was like, shit, like once all the bad stuff was happening, I got in my own head and I like started meditating and like giving myself time. I'm like, well, if I could teach people that in a product and like have it like a monthly box coming in, then you know I'm doing the right thing, I'm on the right path. I had my cards read. I don't know if you guys are into that juju shit.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely not. No, I'm just kidding. We are so into it. We've very had like psychics it. On the podcast, really? And astrologists. Oh, yeah. And yeah,
every time, mediums. Every time I have like some shit going on or I'm like at a crossroads, I just text my friend's mom. I actually don't know her name. I just call her Eagle. Like that's it. I'm like, what up, Eagle? She's like, hi, Harry. And then she'll send me my cards. But she would like tell me shit that's like about to happen. And I'm like, you know what? This is crazy. Like, but yeah, I'm really into that stuff. And I'm kind of just trying to create a product and help more people. Like, I really don't feel like I have like a big audience or like a following. But then again, like when I get DMs like that, I'm like, shit, like, man, we're doing something right. Like we're making people happy.
Yeah, that's the comments goal. Are so positive on our YouTube. It's crazy.
Well, it's because I delete all their bad
ones. Filter! Harry's going through their filter.
He's like, wow, there's 100% like really nice comments.
There's not a single bad one.
Yeah, wait. No dislikes. Yeah, because I'm blocking everyone.
So would you say maybe you're not so much motivated by attention, but money?
No. So I'll just dive in the deep end. This is where it gets very dark. When the reason why I went on a reality TV show is I had my big brother figure kill himself, right? When I was at university. Mm. So at that point in time, I was like, I didn't know my purpose. I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Like, what am I doing? I'm at university. I hate it. I'm sad. This shit can go at any moment. Like I could walk down the street and just get absolutely wiped out by a truck. Like this shit could disappear. What's my purpose? Like, who am I? So for some reason, the first ever reality TV show come up and I was like, well, I'm going to win this. I'm going to go on and I'm just going to make people laugh and I'm going to win. Came out, $100,000. So I was like, shit, that was crazy. That's easy. The next show happened. Did that. Was one of the winners on there. And the craziest thing happened is as soon as the show aired, one of his like relatives messaged me and was just like, hey, I don't know if you know the full story, but here's what happened. Got on the phone to her and I'm like, wow, this is him sending someone to tell me that what you're doing is the right thing. You're making people happy. You're making people laugh. So that's my goal. Like I wanted, like obviously people can go, oh yeah, like you're on reality TV. It's misconstrued. But it was just the easiest way to like, I guess like blow up overnight and like try and make people giggle and have a little chuckle to themselves. Whether it's at me or with me, don't give a fuck as long as you're happy. So that was from that happening and to coming to where I'm at now, I'm like sitting down and I'm like, you know, and that's why I always post on my Instagram. I'll be like, good morning, you little butter chickens. Like, it's a great day for a great day. Like, let's get up. Let's have a boogie. Like, if you're feeling down, pour your music on loud and dance for 20 seconds. I promise you'll feel better. I always do this shit.
Forget the sausages. Forget the pelicans.
Butter chickens.
Yeah, butter.
That's the vibe. But I always try and do that stuff. And anytime I'm on Instagram or like social media, I'm like trying to push out as much good energy and good vibes as possible. Because I know there's someone on the other end of that phone that's feeling a little bit down, feeling a little bit sad. And I got given this platform by my friend, I believe, like he put me on this path to just make sure that there's that person that's going through something I may look at that and be like, you know what? Fuck, like life isn't that bad. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I've been kind of pushing against that answer just because, you know, like the David Dobriks of the world are like, yeah. I just want to make someone smile. And yeah. it's like, okay, well, we've seen how that's been panning out. We've seen how that's been panning out. So I mean, that's what I'm kind of pushing.
I don't think it's an act with Harry, though. Like, if you look at our text messages, every message is just like, fuck yeah, let's go. Fuck yeah, let's keep pushing. No, like, that's just all we text.
You're sending me dudes.
Keep pushing.
Push the cucumber out, Abby, please.
That's how Abby keeps on the right path. Yeah. No. I mean, I do have to say, it's like, even if I like I said, I liked you on the show and everything, but even if I wouldn't have, I will say for the broads, like the second you have very good energy, just thank like you. In person, you're very like positive, fun right away, you know?
It's my goal. My goal is to try and make people feel a little like, you know, how I want to be as a human is I want people to leave like having a conversation with you going, damn, fuck, I feel good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a really good person. Mm-hmm. That's who I am.
Have you ever done the Enneagram test?
What is that?
Never mind.
You probably like it if you're into.
Yeah,
like,
you probably would if you like.
Have you ever done any personality type test?
Nah, I was too scared because they're like, you're a narcissist. You're a sociopath.
I took that one the other day. The narcissist, Machiavellian. Oh, it was a little upsetting.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that.
Okay, I probably engineered the answer so that I would get a low score. I was like, wow, yeah. I am really not full of myself at all. And I'm the sexiest person in the world. This is fucking crazy.
It's crazy that works. No, I was like a girl. You're not a narcissist. You're whatever. Is? Probably a 7.
Oh.
Okay, tell
what
him
do you
about
think
the.
I am? Honestly,
I think that you're
14.
Be real.
Have
be
you
real.
Taken it?
No.
I would say that you're. I would think you're probably a 1.
Fuck yeah. Okay, explain to them what that is. I don't really know the Enneagram that well either.
Or maybe a 3. Well, okay. So the Enneagram, it's numbers. You're a 3, yeah. It's numbers 1. Well, that was the other one too. Oh, I don't know. It's numbers 1 through 9.
Three.
You think he's a 3?
Yeah.
Same.
Well, the 3s are the most popular reality TV star Enneagram.
That's
number.
That's true.
And it's people who are motivated by like the hustle, who are kind of like natural workaholics, but who also are like, you know, I don't know, driving to like push themselves and push other people. It's kind of like the 3
I did
thing.
The life path number thing. Have you done that?
I don't know what that is.
No, that's really? Like, what, isn't that like what Sarah's
come
into?
Come on, girls.
I don't know.
Come on.
I mean, I'll do
what
it right
life
after.
Number are we?
I don't know. So I was filming this Pepsi commercial with actually this other bachelor dude, and he was like sitting there.
Is it Nick Viall?
I forgot his
our
fucking
bestie?
Name.
Okay, anyway.
I'm horrible with names, so I forgot.
Okay.
But he was the nicest dude ever. And we're sitting there and he's like talking about life path numbers. And I was like, what's mine? Like, I'm so interested. Because he was telling me about like all these famous celebrities and their life path numbers, and there's like master numbers.
Wait, I want to know who this is now, but okay, whatever.
We'll find out when the commercial comes out.
What is his name?
What did he look like?
Ben.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Great guy. Great energy. But he was like so on the spiritual journey. Like, you could only talk for like 10 minutes.
Is he a black guy or a white guy?
Yeah, he's black.
Matt. Then it's Matt.
Mike
he was
Johnson?
On Bachelor in Paradise?
Mike Johnson, probably.
How many bachelors are, how many dudes
so
are
many.
There?
So yeah, many. So many.
Okay, anyway, regardless.
Anyways.
But yeah, he was sitting there telling me about like all these like celebrities and their life path numbers. I was like, shit, tell me. I rattled off my birthday. And he just sat there. He's like, went like cross-eyed. He's like, and then like spat out this life path number. And I was like, shit, what happened? And he's just like to me, he explained it to me. And I'm like, shit, sounds a lot like me. Cool. Like, but it's really interesting. It tells you like where you're meant to go, like your purpose and what's going on and what other celebrities in there. Like Albert Einstein was a master number. Apparently if you get that, you're set. You're just a fucking genius. So
that's probably us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys would be. Yeah,
definitely master.
I was pretty
we're
pissed off when he said it was a life path number 1. I'm like, come on, bump up the numbers.
Oh yeah, you need that master
number. Wait, when's your birthday?
May 24th. Gemini, I know.
Gemini.
Piece of shit.
Oh, well, that's okay. Makes sense. Then.
I've got a Gemini tattoo on my ankle.
Are you a Gemini as well?
I'm a Gemini moon and my son's a double Gemini.
I don't know what this means.
So
it makes sense that you're a Gemini, to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
I just hate when people say that.
No, I think Geminis are very misunderstood.
People are so rude about Geminis and it's very rude.
I can
it's
see the finger rude. Pointing. No, but I had the first ever time I ever learned about like star signs and all that stuff. I was here in LA. I was like, just flew over with my friends. This girl walks up to me in a bar. She goes, what's your star sign? And I was like, Gemini. She goes, could have guessed, gross, and walks away. Oh, didn't even say a name.
I know. People,
didn't even say hello.
People give Gemini.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, they're misunderstood because they're known as like which actually makes sense with what you were talking about. They're known as being like two-faced.
Ugh.
But I think that the two-faced thing is misunderstood because I think Geminis just have like a multiplicity of the self so that they're able to kind of shape shift with the people that they're around. So, you know, I think that's often misunderstood for being disgenuine, ingenuine. What's the word?
Disingenuous?
Yes.
That's not the word.
Oh.
Mm. It's one of them.
I don't know. Not genuine. So, all of the above. So I think that's what people are confused that for.
I'm probably super toxic and then like very loving. So I'm the exact opposite. Like when I'm with a, like in a relationship.
Yeah, with my partner, it's the same.
I'm just like, you know what? I wake up, I'm like, fuck, I'm bored. How can I just keep you on your toes?
You like to fuck
That's what
shit
I do
up.
When I'm drunk, not with my friends. I'm so much fun to be around when I'm drunk with my friends. When I'm drunk with my partner, it's so like, yeah, exactly. You look around for a second and then you're like, I just think it's funny. And then that's, you know, how it starts.
Like,
and
I'll be like, did you really like that on TikTok? Like, how can you check likes on TikTok? I'm like, don't worry about it. You want to explain this? The worst time, I was like, why'd you follow this guy? He's my friend. He's going to tell me exactly what you said. And she's like, what? What are you saying? I was like, he will tell me. Now you better confess. Are you going to fly to New York and fuck him?
No. Are you very jealous?
No.
You're not jealous.
I just get bored. I legit just don't care. I'll be like sitting there. I'm like, fuck, because then the sex is going to be great.
Because she wants like, thing.
Toxic.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Piece of shit.
Toxic.
I mean, I can relate to that. I definitely, I like to start a fight before sex always.
Oh my God. I don't. If I'm pissed at someone, I'm like, do not even think about touching me. Like,
really? Stay
away, you disgusting piece of trash.
Wow. Yes.
I do not like.
See,
I do
like
not like
hot,
that whole fighting,
sweaty, dirty sex. Like,
yeah.
I want to bite you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to like legitimately fight, like, and hurt you.
I want to get in a boxing ring with you.
I don't want to make you feel good.
I want to speed bag your balls.
I've seen that porn that people are into with the knee and the balls.
Have you seen?
I want to do that.
Have you seen the hitting the ball porn?
Okay.
Like.
You haven't seen that?
Shut up.
Yeah, you guys have seen that, right?
Stars in it, yeah. I'm just showing it all.
Wait, how would you see that?
The 90 Tama.
Seriously, people like going like this with balls?
Yeah, there's like a platform and there's balls hanging through the hole and there's some girl just like speed bag punching
them. Legit. I think people enjoy it.
Yeah. I would enjoy doing it.
I mean,
I like the ball busting,
that.
Like the knee thing, But I don't know if I would get off on it. I think it just like would be fun.
Yeah, I would
it's
hate
a
that
too much.
I'm not into that.
I'm like sweaty and like ugh.
Okay, I'm literally getting nervous thinking about it right now.
Yeah, I'm like I'm allowed to be the toxic one. You can't do that.
Okay. What would you say is the most toxic thing about you?
When I'm bored. Yeah, like I'm like, well, what are you doing today? Let me prioritize the whole day. With like trying to fight this fire.
Okay. Interesting.
I say that, but like I'm really not that bad. Like once I like really like care about someone and I'm with someone, like it's I'm all about them. But when it's like the first, if it's when someone breaks my trust is when I'm just like fuck it, I'll just throw it out the window. Like okay. I was seeing this girl, and it was probably like a week or two into it, and I was like really falling for her. I knew exactly how I felt. I told her. She flies to Mexico, gets absolutely pile drive by her ex, just cock and balls and shebang the whole thing. But
how do you know this?
Because he's suing her, and I read the law file where he's like flew her to Mexico, $130,000 trip, flew all her friends there, and I was just like, oh wow.
What is he suing her for?
She just did some dodgy shit. He's suing her for like $1.5 million. It's crazy. Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, it's actually all over the news. So if you literally Google it, you'd be like, oh wow, see this chick. Yeah. And anyway, so I had to end the, whatever.
Okay.
That was the thing. So she broke my trust because of that. And then, because she told me multiple times, my best friend organized it. I'm like, you flew a PJ and the gum even had your name on it. And the mat had your name on it. No bestie's gone through that much preparation. And you had fireworks on the beach and all your friends from Canada flew in on a PJ.
She thought she was playing you.
Well, she told me and I was like, cool, okay, like sweet, enjoy. Not texting me back, would only text me back at like weird times. So I'm like, okay, well, she's doing a thing, like new person, new experiences, shouldn't have trust issues with them. They're just doing their thing. She's with her besties. I get it. Like if I was with my besties on a birthday trip, bender, I wouldn't be texting anyone. I'd just be fucked up with the boys. But that happened. She came back and I just had a weird feeling. I was like, yo, like, are you sure your friend who's unemployed and doesn't have any money organized that trip for you? She's like, yes. I'm like, but you said she's dead broke and she's got like nothing going on for herself. She's like, yeah, no, she just organized
crazy.
It. I'm like, crazy, the PJ? Fuck. Really, just emptied the bank account for your birthday. So I was just sitting there and I was like, all right, cool, believed her. And then I read all this shit and I'm like, but I knew something was off. Okay. And then when we were in Miami on New Year's Eve, he was like texting her. She was like freaking out. And I was like, okay, so some bad shit went on. And then I come to find out, read the fucking article. He had a $140,000 ring for her. He was going to propose to her on New Year's Eve. And she's on a yacht with me and my friends. And I had no idea. She was just playing me like a fiddle. How crazy is that? But then, here's the thing. I attract all sorts of weird energy. Someone's going to need to write a fucking book about me. Like, the shit that's happened in this lifetime is...
So wait, when you find that out, are you wired in the way then that you're like, bye, and you just end it? Or do you string it along and you like...
I'm like, this is pain and
agony.
Time
to fight fire with fire.
Okay, okay.
Well, here's the thing. I also fall really hard, like really fast. So when I'm with someone, and especially with like day in, day out, like together, I was head over heels for her. And like, it took me a while to like actually figure out that shit. Like, when we had our first fight, like I drove to her house crying. And I'm like, fuck, like... I didn't think I liked her this much. And I was there. I was like, please, like, I just want to be with you. Like, and then I started crying like a little bit boy. It was very, very weird. Gemini, Two-Face.
Gemini.
Up and down, yeah. But yeah, all this shit happened. And then I just kind of really just couldn't get her out of my head and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Like, and then all these like lawsuits and like articles come out, and then this dude like DM me and he's like, you're going to get sued. And I was like, shit, bro. Like, I was like, I had no idea.
Like, don't bring me into this.
Well, I was just like, yo.
I got played.
Yeah, she legit played me like a fiddle. And so I just wiped my hands and I just said to myself, like, I just need to block her on everything. And then the first, like, it was like the day after we finished things, she posted a story with the dude she told me not to worry about. So I'm like, you know what? It's the right thing.
Okay, wait. Damn. I have more questions. I'm not gonna lie. I'm about to pee my pants right now, and that's all I can think about. Like, you're
please
talking.
Do it right there.
You're talking. Yeah. Was that one of your kinks?
Yes. Yes. I love a wet couch.
Just pee. So lately, this is a truth. This is a full truth. I've been waking up with a little extra pep in my step. And honestly, there's only one thing I can think of that has contributed to this, because I'm normally not a morning person. It has to be the fact that I recently got new sheets from Etude.
Ooh, okay? Love Etude.
All I can say is that was an upgrade that was long overdue. Etude's 100% organic bamboo sheets feel almost like silk and will absolutely change the way you sleep. Like 1,000%, I stand by it till the day I die. Mm.
Well, listen up, broads. Etude's 100% organic bamboo fabric has this unique, silky smooth and feathery soft texture. I mean, it's like silk. Ugh. It delivers unparalleled comfort that actually breathes better than cotton or silk. And sustainable fabrics have never felt so soft. Their organic bamboo fabrics are cooling, breathable, hypoallergenic, and toxin-free. This results in the highest quality sleep you can ask for, and every product is sustainably sourced and ethically crafted.
Mm-hmm. I slept on cotton sheets for years, and it's one of those things that where, I don't know, you don't even realize just how uncomfortable cotton sheets are until you make the switch. And I was constantly so hot and then so cold and then too hot again with my cotton sheets. And I don't know, they just always felt more stiff than soft. And I'm telling you, Etude's bamboo sheets are my forever favorite sheets from now on, because they're like temperature regulated. I'm always the perfect temp. It feels like lotion. Evan and I gifted them to everyone last year, and now our family likes us again. So, blessings.
Wow. Did you hear that? Etude can change your family's relationship.
Bringing back family.
Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit etude.com/chattybroads and enter promo code chattybroads. Remember, that's Etude as in eco attitude. Mm-mm. Attitude with an E. Etude. Order today for free shipping and get 20% off your order at etude.com/chattybroads, promo code chattybroads. Okay, my follow-up question was,
yes,
I'm back, guys. Went pee.
Thanks, pissy
better.
Pants.
I feel like a new person. Wow. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, but you didn't answer. Like, what's your most toxic trait? Would
actually,
you say?
No. Like, I'm just, I can't narrow it down to one thing where I'm like, yeah, I did that on this day where I'm like, fuck, I'm a piece of shit. I think I just say it. Like, I just say it so people can, again, expect the worst. And then I'm just a big fucking sensitive simp piss boy. So
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm not what I say I am. If you start dating me, I'm crying in your ear. I'm like, please just get pregnant. Please.
Oh, man. You don't want to go there. I played that card. Got pregnant with my boyfriend. Kind of, sort of, accidental.
She got off the...
We're 3 months into our relationship. Yeah. Wow. Right when I got off of The Bachelor. So.
And was about to go on Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. And then got all sorts of pregs.
Yeah, the kid rule really slowed down the reality TV thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, if you let it. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
You're like, on Bachelor in Paradise, I'm pregnant. Like, hey, boys.
I mean, we definitely...
Ready to join my open relationship.
Oh, speaking of, would you ever be in an open relationship?
Yes, I tried it.
You tried it? How did
it
go?
Well, not really. Like, when I was a lot younger, after the first reality TV show...
How old were you?
I don't know the math on that.
How old were you on Too Hot 20? To Handle?
20. Yeah, it was probably 20.
Okay.
19, 20. On Too Hot to Handle, it was 21. Now I'm 23. But yeah, I was about 20. And she was in a different country, like literally 3-hour flight away. But I was didn't have the most amount of money. So I was just trying to save up my bread because I was trying to move to that country. And I knew that she was feeling some type of way for one of my friends and they were spending some time together.
Ooh.
So I wanted to get ahead of it before it happened so I didn't feel upset. So I was like, hey, my little sugar plum, have you thought about doing an open relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, I've got needs. I want to have sex with people. You've got needs. I want to have sex with people. I know you want to have sex with people. And I personally don't mind because I know where your bread's buttered. Over here with a boyfriend sausage. And then she said, no, I can't believe you'd say that. And then end up cheating on me with three of my friends. And then at the show release party.
So she had the opportunity to have an open relationship with you.
Yes.
And turned it down.
She probably like wasn't ready to face the fact that she was already wanting to sleep with someone else. Like she probably didn't want to face that truth.
No, but it gets worse. It gets worse. So at this, when I first saw her like months later at our like show launch party, she follows me around like a stray dog. And then she finally corners me and she's like, I want you to meet my boyfriend. And I'm like, I don't want to. I really don't.
Please no.
I'm actually fine. She's like, I'm with him now. I'm like, who? The one that I fucking cheated on you with. She was with him and he was there because he was also on the same show.
Ew, why would?
And I was like, oh sweet, guess what I'm gonna do? The girl I told you not to worry about.
So there's the toxic
petty
part.
Yeah.
Petty,
so, yeah.
Which
petty.
You know, I understand the pettiness.
I'm still less of a child. I'm a toddler now.
Yeah. You're growing one step at a time.
Yeah. But would you be down in general to have an open relationship?
Tried it again not too long ago.
Okay.
When things weren't working with another ex. It wasn't working right. She was also like a long distance situation. It was actually her idea. And I was just said, no, like I'm madly in love with you. The thought of anyone sticking their penis inside you kind of like annoys me a little bit. Because I also think that she was saying it as a test. To like, oh, would he let me? But I just think if the conversation was like a little bit more smoother and thought out and we both sat down and we're just like, yeah, this is, you know, some things aren't working, some things are. Because some people that you have like great mental connection with and love connection with, but the sex isn't amazing. Mm. So I understand that type of situation. But I'm also like, yo, if there's an orgy going on, fucking let's run it up.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I'm a team player when it comes like situations. With one of my exes, I was like, look, me and my best friend, he wants to get in on this. Can we, as a team, because she was like, oh, he's cute. I'm like, as a family, let's keep it in the house. Let's do it.
And it went well.
No, it didn't happen.
Okay.
But me and my best friend, Christiana, are so tight like that. Like legit, like just super comfortable. We know our fucking qualities in the bedroom. He lasts a lot longer. He's very mature. He's a lover.
I'll get in there for the first half, the first nine holes, he's going to take it away.
Yeah. I'm there. I'm like, look, like, Chris, please.
Okay, wait. This is actually a good segue into something I wanted to talk about. So I listened to the first Call Her Daddy episode that you did. I made it like halfway through. I was like, love, like, I don't know if I can get through this. Like, it was nothing personal.
I'm not
but
that
I was
bad.
Just,
come on.
No, it wasn't you. It was like both you and Alex. And it was just like, I just was like.
A lot of screaming, a lot of energy.
You know what it was? No, I have a lot of screaming energy. No. You know what it was? And this is something I wanted to talk about. So it was interesting because I listened to that and then I listened to the episode half of, also I have a short attention span. That's also part of it. Cause I'm like, oh, I listened to like 20 minutes or something. I'm like, okay, I get the idea. I listened to half of your episode with the sex.
Shan.
Yes.
Oh, Shan, she's great.
Yeah. And it was so interesting to hear like those two different sides of you.
Yes.
Because on the Call Her Daddy episode, actually part of the reason I like kind of shut it off is because, to be totally honest, I got kind of triggered because I was like, oh my God, this sounds like every dude I've like fucked in LA.
Yeah.
Like this kind of sex that's so focused on like, I know this is, I feel like so many people are going to interpret this as like kink shaming, and I'm not. Like, I'm super down to like get in there and have like this super crazy, like kinky, like dominant kind of like power relationship. Mm-hmm. But I feel like so much of like our, so I'm 26, so we're fairly close in age. I feel like our generation is like so hyper focused on like this one type of sex positivity. But at the same time, I feel like there's this whole other half that like so many dudes have a hard time tapping into, which is like this patience, this like slowness, and this like tenderness. Like, actually, you mentioned on the Call Her Daddy episode, you're like, oh, one of my friends can only come when he's having anal.
Yeah.
And it's like that kind of thing.
Not me.
It's Abby.
Not me.
But he's getting paid. Yeah,
well, okay. Right.
You're just thinking my friend's house to make him come.
No, but for real, like this thing, and I've been with like so many dudes who are like, the only way they can come is if they're like jackhammering like
Energizer
into me. And I'm like, I just feel like our generation is so missing this like other half of intimacy, like apart from getting fucked, like this intimacy that like sex can be. And it's like conversations I have with my partner too, of like, dude, like I'm super into this, but like, can we not 100% of the time do this like crazy where I'm like tied upside down with like a butt plug in and like a dildo in my mouth? Like, can we just like be chill and be two people like exploring each other's bodies? And I just kind of wanted to hear your perspective on that. Cause like, it was honestly, it was kind of hard for me to listen to on the Call Her Daddy episode, which has to do with, personal perspective. But
I think that there's no one way to have sex, right? So I could have a one night stand and it could be hot, steamy shower sex, but then I could also like care about someone and want to spend time with them and like make it slow, passionate, put on some Bryson Tiller, light some candles. You know, maybe put a chocolate stick up her ass. I don't know. But like make it a...
Something has to go up there.
Something's going there. But like there's no... I feel like there's definitely situations where, you know, you could be like in and out, like one night stand where it's just like you don't really know each other. You don't really care. You're just like, cool. It's just sex. It's a bit of fun in this situation. But there's also situations where you care about someone and you want to get to know their body, or they're like a regular hookup. Mind you, I'm not having like hot aggressive acts like that all the time. That's usually like once in a blue moon. Like I'll find a girl where she wants that or she enjoys it, right? So then I'll go and I'll do my thing. But there's other girls where you can tell like you need to really just like take some time and you need to open and have that communication with them. So I get it, and I definitely feel like there's definitely a toxic culture around like, you know, you need to be this type of, like, especially on TikTok, there's a lot of guys blowing up right now, and it's, their whole brand is to be toxic about cheating and shit, like, and fucking like that.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand it. I just feel like you need to have both ends of the game. Like, some people want to, like, you know, some people like being kicked in the dick, and some people like slow, passionate, like, feeling that type of love. The best sex I ever had was passionate sex where it was really sloppy kiss. It was slow and you could feel the love, and when we both would always come at the same time, that was the best sex I always had. Whereas like this fun, like it's just like,
well, it's different energies. Like, I'm not knocking that at all, because I think that one plays into like excitement and adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, like, and which is
and
so much fun.
But also like, I'm going to be 80 one day and that slow sex is going to be an everyday thing. I want to.
For
like,
sure.
I'm going to be 60 and have to pop Viagra and be like, quick, hop on. Right. Trying to go down. Like, so I get it. Like,
yeah. Okay, so do you feel like sometimes it's like you're playing it up of like, this is like the type of sex I have 100% of the time, and
yeah,
these
for
are the
sure.
type of yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
which what, is part that's part of entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was why the conversation with Shan was so beneficial and so impactful, because people got to see that other side of me. Like, yeah, look, I can be a massive fuckboy, I can do that type of stuff, but you know, like, I also, like, when I'm in the bedroom, like, I really care. Like, I really do, like, want to take time and make sure that they're looked after, because that's...
Yeah.
Because also, yeah. You're going to tell your friends, come on, like, fuck, they're going to be leaving Yelp
gonna
reviews.
We're going to tell all of our friends,
they're
going
to be leaving Yelp reviews. I always say at our podcast, like, you're going to be in the group chat regardless, you may as well make sure that she comes. Like, if you're in the group chat, legit, like, you just have to make sure that, like, you're getting analyzed.
Right, and you also want to make sure you're making someone feel safe. Because, yeah. like, when almost every single yeah. person
make
I know...
Make sure
you have
a bodyguard over the bed. Right. Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't want to go any dark place. But, like, you know, almost every girl I know has been, like, assaulted in some way. It's like, you want to make sure... I'm sorry to take it there, so dark. But it's like, I was just talking to my partner the other day being like, I think the problem is that... And I think what you're saying is perfect. Because I was saying the problem is that... It's not the type of sex. It's that we were talking about porn, and I was like, it's not the type of sex in porn that's the problem. Like, the problem with porn is that it teaches men that, like, their needs and desires should be prioritized first, like, above all else. Like, what the man wants to do is, like, what's happening first, always. And so I love that, because that is the most important thing, regardless of whether you're having the craziest, kinkiest sex or, like, just the slow, passionate sex, is that the person feels comfortable and feels like there's an open line of communication to, like, express what they need and want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the communication piece is, like, is always the best. Hey, I feel like so sexy though. No. I'm not talking about talking during sex.
I was saying on our podcast, I was seeing this girl, and every time we're about to start to have sex or we kiss a little bit, she'd be like, oh, it's daytime. And I'm like, oh, what did you just say? And then she'd be like, is there condoms in the kitchen? And I'm like, look, like, I can run really fast.
Can
with
we just
boner.
Make out? Yeah, and then
not during. A little here and there during. Maybe
I like whispers in my ear, like little ear nibble.
No. I mean, like beforehand. I feel like it's so hot when, like, beforehand. I always feel good when I can, like, communicate at the top what I want.
Yeah.
And I think some people aren't comfortable with that, so sometimes it's nice to ask. Yeah,
if a girl talks during, it's kind of like breaking the fourth wall a little bit. You're like, wait, you're not like, you can't like, you're not, your eyes aren't rolling back.
Okay, but I like talking during about what's happening.
Yeah, that's fine. Because
I get anxious, and so my brain starts going all over the place. Yeah. So if I can talk through what's happening in the moment, like, oh, you're doing this, and I'm doing this, and whatever.
Also, like,
I love that.
If a guy is, like, putting time and effort into you and, like, trying to figure you out, just give him a little helping hand. Like, don't be aggressive, because I've been in situations where I've been like, she'll be, oh, don't finger me like that. And I'll get disheartened. And I'll be like, oh, well, I don't really want to do this anymore. But, like, it's always good having that, like, nice communication. Be like, oh, you're doing it right, but, like, maybe, like, a little bit to the left.
But maybe,
like,
not, honey.
Yeah. 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 I feel like
gentle communication.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, cut your nails, fuckhead. But,
okay. Abby, I was seeing you nodding in my peripherals. Like, I'm interested what your take is in this conversation too, like, just from another man's perspective, and an older man's perspective, you being in your, like, 40s.
I'm a boomer now.
Are you in your 40s?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm fucking with you. No.
I was like, oh my god, that was a joke.
No, I just turned 30. I'm a boomer.
We're the old ones.
Still, there's a big diff between.
Yeah,
like,
no, I mean, I love sex. I don't know. I just can't, like, I have no interest in hooking up with someone if there isn't, like, an emotional connection to it. Like, it just doesn't. When I was younger, that wasn't the case. I'm like, oh, if you want to have sex, that's all I need to know. But I'm like, now I'm like, it's pretty girly of me.
Pretty soft,
dude. I don't know. I just got a box of sex toys. We got a box of sex toys delivered to the studio. Blessa.
Oh my god, me too. Yeah, I just had an ad for them on my Instagram.
I was gonna say about the porn thing, because we just got an ad for them, but they do ethical porn for women. It's all about making women come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got a big ass box, and I'm just like, maybe I'm about to enter a new chapter in my life. Yeah.
But sex toys are the best. Like, hands down.
I used to have boyfriends who, like, didn't want to incorporate.
What are you scared of?
Come on.
I think they sometimes think it's competition. I've heard guys are like, yeah, well, like, if she's not going to want to fuck me if, like, she's got this, like, dildo handy. Okay, I'm like, no.
That's like being like a track runner and be like, oh, fuck, I can't do it. There's a car, like, running faster than me. Fuck. I better just give up my career. Like, come on. Like, serious. So, and the best thing is, they're made by science. They're so constructed. Good. Put a butt plug. Like, it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're just like, here's my little drawer of tricks. And you just see their eyes like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. So you keep vibrators on deck.
Well, I just keep getting sent them. So I'm like, yeah. Fuck. Like, I have my little packages. Like,
one's unopened.
One of them has a H on it. And I'm like, this is a cock ring. Like, it's so exciting. I've never used it.
Oh, you've never used a cock ring before?
No, I don't like it when it's about me. I hate that shit. It really pisses me off.
What do you mean?
I get so angry.
Oh my God, why?
Because I just don't like.
Wait, what do you mean?
So, like, I just don't like when, like, the attention's on me.
Ah.
I hate it.
In like, bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
In real life? Pile it on. No.
Spotlight,
but
baby.
Like, in bed. And I was with this girl, like, probably a couple weeks ago, and she started giving me a head, like, was about to make me come. I'm like, hey, stop right now. Don't want that. Because I just don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about them, right? Because there's way too many guys in this world that are just and same with porn, like focused on themselves.
For sure.
That's why I bought all the sex toys. So I may as well
So that's the turn on for you. It's not vice versa. Okay.
Turn on now, like when I was younger for sure, like as Abby was saying, like it was just like whatever, fuck whoever, who really cares? Like it's sex. Woo. But now it's more about like, okay, like this is a human and I want to make sure that like her intimate time with me is well taken care of. And that's why I really enjoy sex toys, because I'll be on like Amazon like reading reviews. I'm like, oh, so this made my knees buckle and like the hairs on my back and my neck come up. And I'm like, I'll get 10. And the funniest thing I did is I was
you're just throwing them out the car as you're going through the drive-thru. Starbucks. Yeah. Here's your nail tech money and here's a vibrator, honey.
No, but I was talking to this girl and I was flying her in and I was like, oh, what's your favorite color? And I ordered all these sex toys in like every color, because I'm like, I wonder which one's hers. And then as soon as she got in, she's like, this is my favorite color. And I was like, cool, here we go. Just lay down. I'm going to tie you up.
That's a beautiful gift. Yeah. Your favorite color is so thoughtful.
How good am I?
That's very thoughtful. It's very thoughtful.
I was really thinking about it when I was on Amazon.
Leaving a sex toy review on Amazon is so funny to
I've
me.
Oh, I've done
like,
it.
Oh, really?
What is your review?
I was like, I bought something based on the reviews. It was like one of those little sucky things.
Oh, the Satisfier?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, but the cheap version so that's like good. $25. That
nah, get is, the real thing, you'll fucking, no, you'll, no, no, you'll no. quiver it's and squeak.
No,
for
it's
sure.
No, it's the $25 one's the best. I've got all the Balesta ones, and I have to say, like, the $25 Amazon one. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
No, the Balesta is the best. Anyway,
yeah, Balesta is, I cannot come unless it's Balesta.
It's Balesta.
That's my endorsement. No, but I read all the reviews, and then I bought it, and then
is it
I
a little
was,
pink one?
It's purple and it's got a handle.
Oh, okay.
Your girl liked pink.
But I do have a little pink. I do have the little Balesta pink one.
Oh.
It's cute. And it comes in a little compact.
I have the Balesta one. It's fantastic.
Did you buy it?
I did buy it.
I think there's,
why are they sponsoring this?
I think there's 15 ways that women can come. 15 different types of come.
I heard there's like three ways.
I met, when I was filming the show, I don't know how far you watched, but the little Brazilian guy that comes on.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. Like, we got a full production set and he just whips his cock out and starts peeing. Like, he was awesome. But his job was, he told me that he makes 2,000 women come each year by his fingers and mental. So when I heard that.
What? I just imagine being in an airport. Being in an airport and like being across from some guy, and all of a sudden I'm just like, what the hell? And it's like this guy just like
and you're just like you get your legs up.
That was more of a giving birth, like
Oh my God.
I'm in line for Delta, sir. Okay, wait, tell me.
Okay. No, okay, so I was obviously talking to him about this. And I was very intrigued because I was like, how do you do it? Like, why is that your job? And he's like, well, a lot of women, when they get married and stuff like that, they got a lot of stress and like mental pressure. And this also probably sparked my like interest with this stuff is because he's just like, yeah, like they like just can't come. And he's like, my last resort is to finger them. But he's like,
this is just so funny. Okay.
No, but he was just like, it's all mental. Like some of them like in stressful relationships and like their husbands will come and like, we'll talk them out of it. But he's just like, yeah, there's 15 different types to make a woman come. And I'm like,
did he say the 15 different types?
No, he didn't say a thing, the prick.
He's not going to give you a
like,
secret.
I was like sitting there, I was like, G-spot, clit, like what?
Right,
yeah. Bum cum? Like, was that a thing?
And, yeah,
but,
sure.
But yeah. I was like sitting there and I was bum like, I was just very like confused in how he does it and what was going on. I don't know where I was going with that, but he's a good guy. Mm. Shout out to him.
Great guy. I was just saying the Amazon review. Anyway, I wrote a review and I was like, all the reviews are true. That was my review.
Oh, nice.
It's a nice contribution.
Quality. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, personally for me, I feel like I like a toy,
yeah,
but Becca knows it's the balls for me. You put balls on my eyes, game over.
She's being serious.
I'm being serious.
I thought she was joking. She thought teabagging was someone resting their balls on your eyes.
Huh?
Game over.
Isn't that what teabagging is? Up.
You're being dead serious.
I'm being completely serious.
You love ball bag?
Yes. Like, all over my face. Specifically on the eyes.
This is a joke?
No. I know, I swear.
I'm not kink shaming.
I much. Swear.
I'm not kink shaming, but that is disgusting.
No, I'm cute. Why?
I don't know. One day I just discovered it and it was like.
Her. No, I'm laughing because I didn't believe her when she said on the podcast. There just
like with a dildo, like, oh, please.
No, I was.
She's just flat. Just
I was still, giving like, someone, yeah, no, I was just like, no, I was like,
that's mental.
I was giving someone head.
So that is one of the 15 types, balls
and then,
on the eyes.
And then I was giving someone head and then I was going to the ass.
Mm.
And then.
Champion. That's
and awesome. Then and then it landed there and I was like, this is. And it was just, that was it. That was just
on,
the
but,
moment.
But on your eyelids.
Yeah, specifically. All over, but like that's where it's like, it's nice. It's like a facial. It's like the cucumbers. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like I think I've only come to like one face. So
she's being serious. I'm just laughing because it's funny to me. She's, yeah, anyway.
The crazy thing is you're looking me in the eyes and you're saying you like balls on your face. So I believe you.
Yeah.
But I just, with my kinks and like it's all about them. So I'm like, well, like what does that do for you?
I don't know. I really
right,
because
usually
don't
there's
know.
Like a, right. Like I hear like, you. There's a mental aspect to like what, yeah.
I don't know if it's like a little bit of a sub thing. Probably to a certain degree.
It's gotta be.
It has to be.
Put those fucking balls on my something. Eyelids. I'm not gonna be able to see shit. Yeah,
like, are you sucking on them or is it just like.
Both.
Oh.
Both.
Okay, so what? Okay, so what's the weirdest. What would you say is the weirdest thing? Now you have to dish. What's the weirdest thing that you're into? Like, not like crazy, just like weird.
I put a whole foot in my mouth.
And you raised
an entire one?
Yeah, I did it. Well, okay. I'll explain the situation before we.
Before we just talking about people with foot fetishes.
You have a problem with balls on the eyes, but you put a whole entire foot in your mouth.
Wow! First of all, like your mouth doesn't look that big, so I'm pretty impressed. Did she ever?
This was a little foot. No. Okay. So
creepy.
No. Please cut that out. I legit will spark something, and I'll get fucked. But,
okay.
No, so I was with this girl that this was a while ago, but the girl that all that shit that was going on with, we were in a hotel room, and she hurt her foot. So I was like, oh, I'll kiss it better. And then
the next thing you know, you're gagging on her heel.
I was just give me the toe fungus. No. So I was kissing her feet and then she's like, oh, it feels good. So I was like, oh, I'll suck on your toe. And then she was like, oh, I really like that.
It feels good.
And then and then I was like, oh, you like that? I'll just keep going.
I'm about to deep throat the whole fucking thing.
I just had like suck on her toes and shit. And then she got really turned on. And with her getting turned on, I was like, fuck me. Like, I'm so horny from like seeing how turned on she was. So I was just like, let's start having, like I was fucked because I'm very tall. So she's laying on the bed and I was fucking her. And I had her foot in my mouth. I was like sucking it. I was like spitting on it. I was like, shit. And then she just started giggling. She's like, you have a foot fetish. Ha ha. I'm like, no, it was because of you.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a sub thing.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Someone said that to me.
Yeah,
that
foot was fetish
like,
is a little bit of a sub
it's kind
of
like she's stepping on your face, kind of like getting that foot in there.
It was just, I just think because it was getting her off.
Okay, so what if some girl was really fucking into, like what if she could come just from putting a dildo in your mouth?
You would do it. You don't even lie.
I would not do it.
Really?
I fucking have the worst gag reflex. I tried like.
But you got a foot in your mouth?
Well, it's
a
like,
very small foot.
Okay.
But no, like, I just. Look, there's a big difference between a foot and a rubber cock. Huge difference.
Okay, Abby's nodding vigorously over there. He's like, yes.
Oh, I'm big actually difference this kind from of, the butt. This chair just kind like, of bounces. Yes,
big difference from a foot and a rubber cock.
Yeah, big difference. I know. Okay.
Now I'm trying to think of the weirdest thing.
Yeah, what have you done?
Yeah, what do you like? Oh, I heard something that you liked the other day.
Tell.
What type of porn you like?
What? Hentai?
Yeah.
You like hentai porn?
Yeah.
Nice. Because
it's like the most ethical kind of porn. Like it's a fake person. It's fake people. And so they can be doing the craziest, most fucked up shit. And I'm not worried about anyone getting hurt.
See, I watched it once and it was like, you're bigger than any American that I've ever seen. And I was like, this is not fair.
Like, no, there's like.
I was getting insecure of a fucking cartoon. I was like, yeah, you know, fuck you. Fuck you, Mr.
Shut your laptop. Yeah. You're like, ugh.
No, I thought hentai was like, my brain always thought hentai was all tentacle.
No.
Isn't tentacle and hentai?
I think that's a common theme.
No, tentacle is a subset of hentai.
Okay, but it's the biggest subset, right?
Have you seen the tentacle dildos?
Yes,
yeah,
I've seen
those are crazy.
Those are wild.
Every
second. Yeah, tentacle
porn. Put them on my face.
It gets all high. Yeah.
Put them on my face as well.
Everything goes on the
wow. Have you seen the dragon dick dildos that are like,
no.
Those are crazy.
But Lester, I still want a podcast talk about it. I will buy them.
Dragon. Where are the dragon dick dildos at? Yeah. No, hentai is just like cartoon porn. Mm. Specifically Japanese.
I saw a hentai that was like, it was like Muppets and it's been in my brain and I have a hard time and okay. I think about it okay. sometimes and it really kind of
scares
me. I'm
going to admit something. This is actually a big one. Okay. Hentai, but this is really weird and I'm really going out there, guys. This is weirder than the foot and the balls on the eyes.
Okay.
Please don't cancel me, guys. Audience, it's hentai, but like, when it's these weird like animal characters that like
oh you're a furry!
I'm not a furry. I don't want to dress up like it, but there's something that's weirdly hot.
Is it because like was Lion King or no the fox from Robin Hood? Okay. Was that like, all right,
we were drunk on my birthday and we were talking about Disney characters we'd fuck. That's not why.
I don't know, I'm just saying. I was attracted to the fox from Robin Hood.
If you guys ever have time, please Google SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh no, this sounds
that
bad.
That is the most
SpongeBob.
That is the funniest porno I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
It's a real thing. Wait, so you like
in a sponge costume and he's like talking high pitched like SpongeBob, and then there's this squirrel girl that comes in and she's like, oh, I don't have any oxygen. I've been a sucker in your car.
Wait, it's real?
It is real. It is so real. There's like a season of them. There's legit like different. There's like Family Guy ones or some shit.
Okay, yeah. That is not hot to me.
You just like animals fucking.
No, there's something. No, it's like something about these weird like cartoon animal characters. It's like, I don't know.
Are they
it's
like half people? Yeah. Are they like hybrid?
Yeah, they like sort of have like there's like standing up.
Like BoJack
like people
Horseman
kind of? But like, it's like people.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They have bodies that are sort of more
like
human.
Disney characters.
It's Disney characters.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like the Space Jam bunny with the big tits and they took the...
Yeah, exactly.
Away.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's like exactly what like I look up. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's something about it not being human, and then it's like sort of weird because then I'm like, ooh, these made up creatures.
Do you do role play at all?
Just kind of started. I was always so nervous.
Do you put costumes on?
No. I mean, maybe. Maybe like a, not anything crazy. Not like an animal. Yeah, I'm like turns, cuts to me in furry. A full like animal furry head. Like I'm a bunny or something. No, like just like, I don't know, typical role play stuff.
Yeah.
Like pretending to be, I mean, it's really kind of good when you have kids because like most of the day you feel so not sexy because you're just like,
yeah.
I'm like breastfeeding two kids and just like trying to make it through the day doing work and taking care of them and like cleaning all the time and shit.
Yeah.
Typical housewife shit. And then I turn into, you know,
naughty furry. Nun.
Oh, see, okay, yeah. See, that's what my boyfriend always likes. He's like, I like the idea. He likes the religious kind of play. Yeah.
That's fun. Wow, that's like fun.
That. You guys all turn. Yeah.
The role play is nice when you're a parent.
Everyone just went like, everyone's quiet like, wow. And like deep. Wow.
Just like,
Abby's rock
all
up.
Right, so,
okay, I know you guys role play.
Oh, yeah. I love role play.
Okay, so what is your favorite, like, role?
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Cheryl. I love being Cheryl.
Cheryl, the diner lady who smokes 3 packs a day. Like, I'm Cheryl.
I am not Cheryl. You guys want some lunch? Order?
You want the usual, hun?
I make him come and feed me in a at a random gas station, and I'm just like 12 cigarettes in.
Put them balls on my eyes, hun. Let's go.
I'm just like fucking siphoning his tire.
You're smoking a cigarette while his balls are on your eyes. You're just like fully That's reclined. Right.
No, I like, I mean, I'll do everything, but it is as I am also a mother. And so it's like, it's nice. It's a nice distraction.
Yeah.
You just kind of
to be Elvira,
feel,
like this, yeah. The sexy, like witch from the dead,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Something like, I
no,
mean,
but
everything.
What are the situations like?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking basic. It's very basic. Very basic. I like the teacher. I like the professor thing a lot. Uh-huh. Cause I did have a couple professors in college that I would have loved to have sex with. that never happened. That's probably the most common one. Also, embarrassingly enough, out at sea.
Out at sea?
Ah, Neptune. Come here, mermaid.
Put that trident inside
Stick
of me.
Stick that trident up my ass. Turn me into a little coral, please.
I'm Captain Sparrow and you're the octopus.
You're the Kraken.
Kraken.
Okay. What do you mean? Yeah. No, we're just two sailors looking for a good time.
Yeah.
No, like I should say, like lost. Like,
there's a storm,
like Castaway style.
Storm coming, me. Put your balls on my face so I can't see it, please.
Before we die. No, I like it. It's like a Castaway situation. Like you're like stuck out at sea. You're alone.
What?
Yeah.
And you're like, we're so bored and starving. And like,
yeah, it's just like we hate each other.
Eat my ass to stay alive.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. That is so starving. Creative.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I try. Your turn, Harry.
I've never.
You've never role played?
Never.
Really?
I think I've been in situations where we've like spoken and like we've kind of gone into character.
Well,
that's
what we're talking
but,
about.
But like, I haven't been the like. In a like a sexual relationship where that's kind of happened, like where we're like, oh,
I feel like you would enjoy role play as an entertainer.
Yeah,
yeah,
you'd be like,
I'll do it for an audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys, well, the professor's here.
You have an OnlyFans, right?
Yes.
Oh my god, start role playing on it.
Start role playing, but like you should do like.
No, I am. I'm a furry. Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
I was like,
I got
my
a
god.
Butt plug with like, the tail at my house, running around my house with a bone in a butt plug.
You should do POV role playing on your OnlyFans. Like you're talking to them.
That's a good idea.
No, someone asked me to dirty talk, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna. Like, I can't.
What? That's so fun.
No, but like to a computer, like I was live, and like, yeah, dirty talk, because I was playing Truth or Dare. And they're like, oh, dirty talk to us.
I think
and,
I, oh, sorry.
And I'm like, how do I do that to a room of people? Like, hey, Simon, I want to see your cock and balls. Put your balls on my eyes. Like, it's just hard. It's hard to just like generalize like dirty talk.
Like, you could just start going for it. You could be like, which one of you dirty little sluts like wants to hop on my cock right now?
Oh,
like,
so oh, good.
Wow,
yeah. A money maker over here.
You need to come on my live. But quick, help me what I say. Yeah.
No, just get an earpiece.
Dirty whore.
Dirty group
spit,
talk.
Spit on the computer.
You little sausage.
Yeah.
You slutty pelican.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's actually a very famous couple that is into, that I know of. Not like A-list celebrity, but very famous couple where he will like scout dudes to come in and like fuck his girlfriend in front of him.
Oh, he's a cuck.
Is it what?
He's a cuck.
A cuckold, yeah.
Is that actually a name?
It's a guy who's a cuck.
It is an insult, but people try to use that as an insult for a guy who wants to watch his girl get fucked.
Yeah, they've made it into an insult, but it's called cuckolding.
But it's annoying because I like see him out. I'm like, yo, just let me come.
You're like,
hey, hey,
why don't you, yeah, why don't
like,
you be
I've
a cuckold?
I've heard some things from your best friend and I'm here. Like, I promise you it won't be great.
You're just always interrupting his conversations. Oh, yeah. My God, hi.
Yeah, he's like, hey, can I get the pasta? Hey, please.
Oh, and where are these cuckolds at? I've never dated one.
I've never dated, no.
See, yeah.
I have some friends who are. But
I wouldn't enjoy watching it. I'd be like, look. Unless I'm like fucking.
But you were saying orgy situation. So you'd be down if like everybody's kind of there.
Because I would start. I feel like if I saw my girlfriend getting fucked by someone and I was fucking his girlfriend, I'd start hate fucking her.
You know? So I did that with my ex-boyfriend and he lost his boner.
Oh, you had the group sex.
Really?
Yeah. Like it was literally that exact situation. He was fucking the dude's girlfriend who I was having sex with. And yeah, it would.
He just went soft. Did he get angry?
He was just like, yeah, he was kind of like, oh man, it's so cringe to think about. He was just like, oh, and I was like, honey, baby, like you want to leave?
You want to go outside?
You want to leave? I just got to get this nut off real quick.
I was like, you want to like sit outside for a second? And he was just like,
really? Just naked in the middle of a room.
Oh, no. And we like went out, sat outside on the front steps. And I was just like, was that weird for you?
Yeah, I was about to come. Was that weird?
You're like, I was so close. Yeah. Like, why did you do this to me now?
Honestly, you never fuck me like that. And I really want to talk about it. No, it was, he...
Alejandro had a fucking hammer. I don't know. why did you... You should have been watching to learn, take notes.
Honestly, that situation was like pure adrenaline. Like, I wouldn't say it was super, like, pleasurable in that sense. It was just exciting. Like, all these people, like, fucking each other.
Yeah, I think that's what I would get turned on by, like, the energy in my... Because
it's wild.
You know when you're with friends and you can feel someone's like about to fuck. So I always get turned on by like other people. Like, so that's how I would enjoy that situation.
Yeah, no, our relationship ended shortly after. And I think it was influenced by that experience. Couldn't take it. But to me, it's like, I don't know. We've talked about this on the podcast because we've had people on who are like really serious about having open relationships. Mm-hmm. Like have been married to someone for 20 years and like have girlfriends and boyfriends. And like they have kids together and all that. But they're like, that's the life they live. And it's interesting because they just kind of are like, why would I be like, why would I take it personally? Like if my partner wants to have sex with someone else, like it's just sex.
That was my thing with when I was in a relationship and I really was like, yo, like one day, because this is where I saw it going, we're going to get married. And I know that we're both going to be like, oh, that person's hot. I would be okay with you going, like if we're married and we're solid and everything's going on, I would be completely fine with you going, cool, I'm just gonna get piped by him, come back, report to me, it's a good time, I'll go fuck
right
off. I feel like, look, like come on, I just feel like it's a new day, it's a new age, you can't
in sit, YOLO
you can't sit and be like, this is my cock and balls or my flaming vagina forever, you know, like there's just so many hot people and I just feel like that once I get married, me and my wife would be so comfortable and confident in who we are that we can be like, you know, that person's hot, let's go see if we can have group sex or you can go fuck him.
Agreed.
Yeah, and it's a very different situation when you're having a conversation about being open when you're not arguing or there's problems in the relationship. Yeah. It's like when you're healthy in the relationship, then that's when you can have the conversation.
I think the open relationship shit will work for me when I'm in a, like secure. I'm married and we're locked in.
Yeah.
And you know, she's got a kid, so I know we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can't leave.
It might not be like who you are. It might be like who you are with a specific person. You're like, it's like, I'm not an open relationship person, but with this specific person, I could.
You might feel so confident and comfortable in your relationship.
Yeah, I'm not evolved enough yet to.
Well, and
to
some people,
that.
It's never going
to
be like, it's there's nothing wrong. Like, you know, if you're like, it's never going to work, then it's never going to work. Like, but, you know, it's definitely something I feel like a lot of people are closed off to that it's like, but it's sex. There's so much more to a relationship.
See, Harry, I came in closed off about you. Now I'm like, we're on the same page. Well, I told my boyfriend, like, I don't want to get married. Like, we're talking about getting engaged. I was like, I don't want to get married unless, like, you can promise me that you'd be open to, like, having an open relationship.
Well, it's like your best friend, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Me and my best friend will go to a bar and we'll see two girls and we'll take them home as a best friend, as a team. You know, we're doing that. So how's it any different? Like, you're in a relationship. That's your best friend.
Yep.
You go out. That dude's hot. That chick's hot. Let's see if we can take it down.
Well, and isn't that fun to like then come home to your partner and like tell them about like what happened? To me,
that's exciting.
To me, that's hot. Like I like hearing my boyfriend talk about, he owns a climbing gym. If you're ever interested in rock climbing, come
down
to Long Beach.
He's definitely got some good fingers, I can tell. Yeah. Wow. Okay. We know you're getting it right.
So anyway.
Tentacle porn.
No, when he talks, like I'll ask him about like what girls he thinks at the gym are hot.
Yeah,
and like
hot.
When he tells me about that, like I
I think that's such a turn on, because yeah. then it's also highlighting that that person's an independent, autonomous being. And like, that is sexy. If a person is like independent and doing their own thing, right?
But it also won't work if you're like insecure and like worried about shit. You have to be comfortable in who you are and know who you are as a person. Like, I feel like people who are insecure and like scared lovers, that's when, like, if you have this conversation with them, they'll be like, oh my God, no way. I would never. I can't believe you'd even think that way. But once you're confident, you know who you are, you know what you like, you know, you like your toast buttered on this side, then you're just like, sweet, do your thing. So I definitely think it's like a person to person situation. Like, some exes, I could never imagine that happening, because I know if I did the same thing to them, they would just flip out. But someone that I want to spend the rest of my life with, I know that they have to be like comfortable with that type of relationship evolving like over time, because I just feel like it's like there's just no way that you could be with one person for forever and that they can stimulate you from day one till day a million. Mm-hmm. There's just no chance. Like, plus new people, new experiences.
Well, and also some people just aren't into it, and that's like, you know, that's chill too.
Yeah.
Like, Evan's so secure and confident in his relationship with you, but Evan's also like, I don't want anyone fucking my girl.
Mm. No, but like, we're good. We go out and he knows that I do my thing when I'm out, but he's not into me going and having penetrative sex.
Not going
with
and doing my thing and
not
getting
fully
it on
my
with
thing,
folks.
But like partly my thing. And so like, that's where we're at.
It's
know.
Also alarming. Like, it's really cool that you guys have like situation or relationships where you guys are just so confident and comfortable. I was seeing this lady and she's like, oh, I'm gonna go see my friends. It was like 9 at night. I was like, cool, take a key. She's like, why? And I was like, well, you want to go hang out with your friends? She's like, it's nighttime, you're not upset. I'm like, why the fuck would I care? You're gonna hang out with your friends. She's like, no, every other relationship.
She's like, don't you want to check my outfit and make sure?
Like- no. She's like, every other relationship, they want my location. They want like where I'm going, or they just tell me I'm not allowed to go at all. I'm like, dude, you're going with your friends. Like, you're staying here. Like, what do you mean? Like, go have fun. Like, whatever. Like, I trust you. You haven't done anything that's broken my trust. So why should I put like past relationships trauma on you? You're a new person. Do your thing. She's like, oh, okay. Very weird. But I think she was.
But
also,
she liked it. Yeah, it's hard when you get used to that. Sometimes, like, it's kind of ingrained. But then once you experience like health, because that's healthy.
But I was also like, leave. Like, I'm trying to play Spider-Man.
Also, get the fuck out of here,
please.
Harry, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, this
on.
Is so fun.
This was very fun.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate.
Are you seeing anyone right now?
No.
Slide in the DMs, and
you're single
please.
Too right now, right?
I'm single too, yeah.
We got two sexy men in the studio singling it up.
Oh my God,
slide in.
Doesn't matter who you are, just please. Somewhat of desperate.
Ladies, well, octopuses, whatever.
Yeah.
We got a Krakens. We got a 98% female audience. So.
We do.
Crazy. That's amazing.
Do you check your DMs?
Yeah, it's literally every 10 minutes. Because here's the thing.
No,
like,
I get it.
Because everyone's like, oh, you want like an Instagram girl? I'm like, no. I don't want any Instagram influencer whatsoever, because they're just not the people that they say they are.
Because they're going to end up getting sued by the ex that they're fucking in
PJ. Yes, on a PJ. But I just like legit just want some normal little wholesome treat who can be my little slut late at night. Be nice and passionate and play some Bryson Tiller, put some candle wax on her nipples. I don't know, but that's like, just do your taxes.
Can you cook?
Yeah, not
do
very
your
well.
Taxes, bro. Don't remind me about taxes. Sorry. I just had to file an extension because I'm
really
behind. Yeah.
See, I just don't deal with that. I have my team. I'm like, just take whatever you need out. Just, I don't even check my bank account.
Yeah, it's too stressful.
I just like swipe my card. I'm like, fuck, thank God.
You're privileged, fuck.
I'm way too privileged. I have like a team who just takes care of like my entire life. So I'm just like, they're like, this is how much money you're allowed to spend. So I'm like, sweet, let's max this bitch up.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, everybody tap in with Harry Jowsey. Yeah. We'll put all the info in the episode notes. Producer Abby, all that. Yeah, yeah, we're sweating. I gotta pee. I'm gonna go get some balls put on my eyes, and we're out of here.
I'm gonna put a cucumber up my ass. Let's go. Thank you so much, bros.
Chat soon.
Chat soon, bros. So